This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Anti-Defamation League says anti-Semitic incidents in Colorado jumped by more than 50% last year. Spokesman Scott Levin blames the increase on a decline in civility among elected leaders, which thus emboldens hate groups.
People just don't feel as safe as they used to. When we see such a rise in anti-Semitism, it really can be the canary in the coal mine, showing that there's a rise of hate against all different types of groups.
Levin says there were 61 incidents of anti-Jewish harassment and vandalism reported in Colorado in 2019. Cory Gardner and other Republican senators are meeting with the president today to discuss the COVID-19 response. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Republican senator says he's going to tell the president that states and local governments need additional aid.
One of my messages is going to be flexibility and continued efforts to support state and local governments.
Republicans have been split on the issue. The Senate has put the brakes on additional coronavirus aid, while the House released a new coronavirus relief package today that includes $500 billion for state governments and $375 billion for local governments. Governor Polis says he'll tell Trump when he meets with him tomorrow that the state needs additional testing and equipment to respond to the crisis. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Red flag warning until 9 tonight for Grand Junction, where it's currently 79 degrees with lots of sunshine. 72 in Denver, partly cloudy with a bit of haze in the metro area. This is CPR News.